Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Hick Chick Chat. I'm your host, Leah Guffey, here on precision.agwired.com. We're going to head back north, well, north for most of us anyway, to Madison, Wisconsin. The World Dairy Expo took place last week. Our very own Jamie Johansson was in town, and Jamie tells us a little bit about what she learned about feed beets. Let's check in with Jamie's report now.
Here at the 2014 World Dairy Expo, and I just walked up to the Feed Beets booth here in the New Holland Trade Center, and Lisa Butzer, who is marketing manager for Feed Beets, is going to kind of share a little bit about what we've got going on here.
Hi. We're at the first time exhibiting at World Dairy Expo, and we're with our partners here. We're with Pooch Technology, and we're with Amity Harvesters, and we're basically offering dairy producers and feedlot producers a nice chance to add beets or feed beets into their diets, into their rations.
Well, tell me a little bit about nutrient elements of it and the benefits for beef and dairy producers.
All right, so what we're finding through nutritional surveys and some testing that we've had done is that as dairy producers add it to their rations, they can decrease or eliminate their need for molasses or other sugar sources, and they may also be able to decrease some of their corn. And I know the corn people may not want to hear that, but it's a nice alternative to adding some starch in and slow-release sugars. So the starch, because it's a nice starch source, it actually floats in the rumen and releases slowly over a 12 to 18 hour period, and you don't get a sugar spike or anything like you would get with a different processed sugar. So we're seeing some nice benefit there.
Tell me about the growing process and then the process used to turn that into a consumable product for livestock.
Okay. So growing process is it's just you plant it with a corn planter, basically. Most people use a John Deere MaxEmerge air planter using a sorghum plate, put the seed in the ground, and anywhere between 5 and 6 months, the beet matures. And the nice thing about planting beets and adding it to your rations is it's a non-maturing crop. So it'll continue to grow until you harvest it. We have some areas of the country that are planting beets and keeping them in the ground 12 to 14 months. And when they need them, they harvest them. So you're talking anywhere from 25 to 70 tons per acre for some of these beets. So they just keep adding them into the ration as they need them. In the northern climates, they're actually harvesting and piling or ensiling or adding to almond hulls or barley or anything like that or straw to get it to be a little bit more of a nice mixture, not so much moisture, adding it and egg bagging it or putting it, you know, as like I said, ensiling it.
So what type or what regions of the U.S. are the best for growing beets?
Beets can grow in all 50 states. They are non-specific in terms of geography or latitude or longitude or anything like that. They grow in many conditions, under irrigated, non-irrigated conditions, heavily salinated soils, you know, heavy saline, alkaline soils, sandy, loamy. It doesn't really matter. They grow just about anywhere.
Are farmers who are raising them typically keeping them for their own consumption, for their own livestock, or is the market more to sell and export them?
We're seeing both. We're seeing some dairy producers actually growing their own as a forage source, and we're also seeing custom producers growing for dairy producers or feedlots in particular. So it really depends upon the arrangement that you'd have made. As if you're having a custom producer already growing your corn for you or some of your forage crops, you could add this into the mix too.
Well, tell me a little bit about your presence here at World Dairy Expo. You said it was your first time exhibiting. What's the feedback? How has the flow of traffic been?
The traffic has been great. We're kind of on, you know, the corner here, the first time at the show. A lot of people are surprised, I think, to see us. And some people go, oh, my gosh, I didn't know you could add beets into the ration. And some people go, we did this 150 years ago. So we're kind of reinventing it maybe and maybe making it a little bit more accessible than it used to be in the past where we're saying grow beets anywhere, do anything that you want with them to add them to your ration. So far, some great feedback. And we have ice cream coupons, so we've been giving those out. So people have been having fun with that. So.
Well, I just got mine, and I will definitely take advantage of it this afternoon now that it's warmed up a little bit here at the show. Anything else you'd like to share about Feed Beets?
Come check us out. We're in booth 821. We'd love to see you here, and we'd be happy to walk you through the process and how to add them into your ration.
Thanks for listening to another edition of the Hick Chick Chat with the Hick Chick here, Leah Guffey. You can also follow along with us on Facebook and Twitter.